Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, we're back. It's Trade Deadline Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What's up, Ike? How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty damn good, man.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, the Stinging Cowboys went down last night. I don't care if that went against my prediction record this weekend. The fact that the Cowboys lost, it was an emotional hedge. I won that last night.
That's a way to look at it.
Jackie Baseball. Listen, the Dodgers in back-to-back World Series. That parade looked bigger than I thought it was going to look. More people showed up to that thing than I thought was going to show up to that thing. I mean, they're still excited about baseball out there. Can we get excited about baseball here? Holla at your boy.
Well, I think you are. I mean, you got all your gear on today.
It's like that?
City Connect Wednesday for Ike.
It's only Tuesday, so that's cool.
Right?
Yep.
Who's jumping ahead?
Yep.
But I want to address the elephant in the room before we get started.
What's that?
One member of this show.
Oh, no.
In the hallway.
What?
Said the show doesn't start till I start talking when they were a little late to getting in there. And it's just, we are a check the ego at the door.
I want to be clear.
Kind
that
of program.
Dude, that was not me.
Let me tell you, don't you ever do that again.
Wow. Well, I know where I stand.
Don't you ever take nothing I say off the air and bring it on the air.
If you're listening here, just know the show doesn't start until like 2:05:30 when I'm done giving whatever I have to say here.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Well,
that's not what I meant.
Who knows? It's a big show. In the NFL trade deadline is 4 o'clock exactly, so we will keep you updated.
Let's go, Howie!
Of course, the Eagles have made a lot of moves, but there's nothing preventing them from making any more moves before 4 o'clock.
And Wake up!
If there is, we will let you know here. Elliot joins us at 3 to take you all the way up to the deadline at 4. Then Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. And then you'll hear from Howie Roseman live right here on WIP right around 4:10, 4:15 after the trade deadline is over. And speaking of Howie Roseman, I think So he made the Jalen Phillips trade.
Great move.
It was a wave of, oh, he did it again.
Howie season.
Oh, he has so many draft picks. He did it again. Here's the brilliance of it. I can't take it anymore.
I don't like the tone of that.
Well, he is a good general manager. He has won two Super Bowls. I am happy that he is a general manager of the Eagles. Let's get that out of the way. Let's call a spade a spade. These trade deadline moves are because they made mistakes in the offseason. Howie has not done a great job this season. They have a good team. He's won two Super Bowls. He is responsible for all of that, but he's responsible for all of it. Every single issue on the Eagles right now was something that you could see coming in the offseason, and most of those things are things you could have solved in the offseason. Cornerback, too, could have been solved with Isaiah Rodgers, who was already here and is making $4 million a year. And now we're hoping the ghost of Jair Alexander is going to come here and help, right? We have to spend draft picks on the fact on a guy who probably can't play anymore. Maybe he can, hopefully he can, whatever. The running game. We had our first good running game of the entire season in the eighth game of the season, and we let Mekhi Becton walk out the door. That was $8 million. That was a problem that could have been solved right there. They lost their pass rush when Josh Sweat walked out the door. I saw the guy had two sacks last night, and I know everybody says we can't pay him. Well, he made $19 million, right? But we were all set to pay Za'Darius Smith $9 million. You know, and we're fine paying, you know, Brandon Graham $5 million for 12 snaps a game. Like, and the most money they spent in the offseason was for Saquon Barkley, God bless him, having the worst season of his entire career. Through eight games. And part of the reason they couldn't pay Josh Sweat, let's not forget this, is that we are paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers. We are paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers, where he's got four sacks, which I believe would lead the Eagles. Josh Sweat, seven sacks, would lead the Eagles. Yeah. Even Milton Williams, 3.5 sacks, I believe would lead the Eagles. And everybody acts like these compensatory picks are just magic that we get for being so good at what we do. Like, compensatory picks are when you let a player of value walk out the door and don't replace him with a player of value. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. So we let players walk out the door, and then at the trade deadline, I give him credit for not, you know, sitting there and making pretend.
Sitting on his hands, yep.
But Howie Roseman has not done a good job this year compared to other years, compared to what he just hasn't. And hopefully these moves work out and the Eagles can still win the Super Bowl. All of that is true. But I promise you, you don't have to act like every Howie Roseman move is some sort of like giant stroke of genius. It's not true. We can be critical when he hasn't had a good year or made a good move here and there. And this year is one of those years. It just is.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. I'm not going to tell you every move he's made this offseason has hit, right? And I understand that. And I do think there are some legitimate questionable moves that were made to let players go. I mean, you brought up Isaiah Rodgers. Me personally, I don't think the Josh Sweat, Milton Williams departures, I'll blame as much on Howie. I think they commanded great salaries. They earned them. I don't know how the Eagles were going to be able to fit those guys under their current salary cap structure the way that it is. So I won't necessarily blame them as much for those guys. But Isaiah Rodgers, I think it's fair. That's fair. I mean, for the price that he's in Minnesota for, you certainly could have kept him here. My guy Becton move at the right guard spot for what he got to go to the Chargers. Could you not have made that work somehow? When you think about the importance of your offensive line and what they were a year ago, I think that's a fair argument. Because those are two guys that didn't get ridiculous contracts that you couldn't have given out.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think, I think sometimes we get in this mode where if a player or a GM or a coach is good, then everything they do is good. Or if a player or a GM or a coach is bad, then everything they do is bad. I don't think this year has been some sort of masterclass by Howie Roseman, and we don't need to pretend that it is.
Well, but just like those can be questioned, I'll say this. Give him credit for whether or not those early moves didn't pan out the way they anticipated they would, or guys got injured, give him credit for at least trying to adjust and improve on those decisions. In other words, he's traded for The kid from the Raiders, the Bennett kid.
Ja'Cory Bennett.
He traded for Ja'Cory Bennett. You know, the Tank Bigsby trade, I didn't necessarily understand it at the time, considering what I thought about the backfield at that time. But it looks like Tank Bigsby is at least, I mean, everybody reported he was traded for kickoff return purposes. That couldn't be the furthest from the truth because he was terrible at kickoff returns.
And it was two draft picks.
Yeah, but for a backup running back, it's a solid player to have. I agree. Did you pay a hefty price for it? Yes. Two draft picks for a backup running back.
When you have Will Shipley on the team. And yeah. I just think overall, it's been a lot of Band-Aids.
But he has to get credit for, or at least some credit, for recognizing those could be bad decisions, wrong decisions, and then trying to rectify that. The fact that he doesn't double down on it and say, well, I made these moves, and forces the coaches to go out there and try to make it work, and leaving your team sort of in a difficult position versus, you know what? We're not good here. We're not good there. The second cornerback could be a little bit better. Yeah, pass rush didn't develop the way I thought it would. Nolan Smith got injured. I need to do some other things. Okay, I'm not going to hold on to these future draft picks on pride.
As a fan,
here's what I care about the most. We have a rare opportunity to win back-to-back championships.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's where we have a rare opportunity to do that. And I've seen other teams, other organizations, when they win a championship, they say, you know what? We won one, two would be a luxury. I'm not going to mortgage the future. I'm not going to do anything that would commit more to this team to try to win another one. We just won one. As long as we compete, We'll handle the results at the end. No, that's not what he's saying. So as a fan, I can appreciate that because I want to go out and win a Super Bowl this year. I want to go back to back. I want to etch our names in the history of this league even further. We're already there with two championships already, but you get in that rarefied air with the Miami Dolphins, and you get the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe, and you get the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, the Patriots, the Broncos. You know, though I think Green Bay may have done it. There's rare teams that have won back-to-back championships. The Eagles get an opportunity to etch themselves in that class of winning back-to-back championships, and they're going for it. So as a fan, I'm good with that. Like, I'm good with him trying to rectify the mistakes. He's acknowledging that there are mistakes that were made, bad decisions that were made. And he's not just sitting there saying pridefully, you know what? Nah, this was a good move. And you guys got to make it work. He's trying to fix it. So I got to give him credit for that.
215-592-9494. Do you think Howie Roseman's done a good job this year? I agree. I give him credit for not doubling down on it. I absolutely give him credit for not doubling down. Because honestly, when I saw this past offseason, to me, it sounded like an offseason that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. It felt like an offseason like, you know what? We won the Super Bowl last year. We're just going to kind of, we'll see what happens this year. So, but overall, I do not think he's done a good job this year. We'll see what happens with these moves.
Well, you were giving a grade.
Me?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like how would you view what he's done overall?
This year?
Yeah, this year overall.
D plus?
You said D?
What move?
It's called a big dose of D.
Well, hold on.
Come on,
hold on. If we're talking about this offseason and season, which move was good?
Which move was good?
Okay, I'll give you probably Jahad Campbell.
Also, on draft picks?
Yeah, if we're going to say that. But for free agency and trades, like, I don't know. Aziz Ojulari was the most money they spent on defense.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Josh Uche, okay, fine, whatever. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. The Mechie trade obviously didn't work, or he'd still be here. Jacorian Bennett hasn't played. Tank Bigsby was apparently traded for so he could be a kick returner. Couldn't do that. That was two draft picks. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley got $40 million for something he did last year.
That was a plus.
Well, I mean,
that's not a minus.
Well, I'll give you even. he was already under contract. I guess
he had to be happily under contract.
And you look at the players that walked out the door, they could have helped us. Isaiah Rodgers could have helped us. Mekhi Becton could have helped us. Josh Sweat. We could hem and haw over the Josh Sweat and Milt Williams money. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. But overall, if I'm looking at the good deals and the bad.
And he traded away CJ GJ.
Yes, he did. Now, maybe he had to do it.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see. 215-592-9494.
D plus is strong.
This year,
that's strong. I go C plus B minus.
Jack,
I go C plus.
Okay,
they are 6-2.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's honest.
Yeah, well,
that's fine. That's fine.
Breaking news.
Jerry finally did it.
What?
He traded their first round pick for Quinton Williams. Of the Jets. Yeah.
Of the Jets. That's a pretty good move.
Defensive tackle.
Quinton Williams is pretty damn good.
With the guy that they just got from the Packers, they love defensive tackles, the Cowboys.
And you wonder why New Yorkers aren't Jets fans.
Right.
We got Sauce and Quinton Williams.
You just traded away Sauce Gardner and Quinton Williams.
And the defense is what they're supposed to be good at?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two firsts for Sauce, and now the first from the Cowboys.
Wow, for Quinton Williams. That's a good move. It's a wasted move for the Cowboys, but it's a good move.
Well, if you're the Jets, maybe you're just trying to plan to get a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, so it's 2026 second-round pick, and then the first-round pick next year.
So they got a first and a second.
Yeah.
Wow.
But next year's first, so not this year.
Yeah, Quinton Williams, that's a good player.
That's a big trade for the Cowboys. That's a big trade.
And they never seemingly make big trades.
Well, the funny thing is, I mean, had they won last night, then I could be like, okay, it makes sense. I mean, what are you doing now? You're 3-5-1. What's the record?
3-5-1.
3-4-1.
Well, but
like
now
that.
It's pride with Jerry because Jerry traded away Micah Parsons and he can't give up on this season because then he looks dumb if this season isn't good. So he's if only they had a great defensive player already there in the building that they didn't have to trade first round picks for. So essentially, they traded Micah Parsons for Quinton Williams. I mean, at the end of the day, they got what? They got two firsts for Parsons.
And the other tackle.
And the other tackle.
The guy from Green Bay.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today because we do have another Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. The 2025 Stock Car Racers loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess, available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com. So this was a good next question idea from Jack here. The first thing that happens when you get traded to a Philadelphia team is you arrive in Philadelphia and the first person you see is Johnny Airport, John Clark. That is exclusive to Philadelphia. That is uniquely Philadelphia. So for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point. We will ask you for something that is uniquely Philly and we will pick one at the end of the show to get the Hess Toy Truck Stock Car Racers. Jack, what is uniquely Philly?
All right. It's a big answer. Probably on the Mount Rushmore. But I'm going to go with the Big Five.
Yes, the Big Five's a good one.
Not every city. Five division, you know?
Yeah.
Big
Five's a good
five
one.
Five colleges, the Big Five.
Unfortunately, Villanova ruined it and all, but...
They did.
Yeah, but
they did.
Big Five's a good one.
Yeah, I want the Big Five back, you know?
I would love to have the Big Five.
I didn't grow up where the Big Five totally mattered, but I'm jealous of everyone in the 80s, 90s talking about it. So, the Big Five.
Big Five is uniquely Philly. Ike, you have something uniquely Philly?
Uniquely Philly.
Is Ike going to pick something from Boston or something today?
In the, probably.
In the in the spirit of yesterday's show?
Uniquely Philly. I was thinking about this, man. I was like, what is uniquely Philly? Something that is mostly pertaining to this area?
Yes, that you see here, you don't really see anywhere else.
You don't really see anywhere else. So I thought about this. You know, I was going to do one of the whole, like...
The food thing.
Touristy things. Yeah. I was going to do that. But I said, nah, I pander in a different way.
Okay.
So... I'm gonna go with something that resonates with us.
Okay.
I think holding our teams and players accountable.
Oh, man, that's a big answer, Ike.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
You know, no one holds their players, their teams, the organizations more accountable than this city does with its teams.
When I lived in other cities, all I would get asked about in terms of sports is why we didn't like Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
And I would always be like, well, you don't understand. You're not allowed to talk about them, but we are. All right, that is uniquely Philly.
Yeah.
So I have one. Only Philly are the TV news people and the radio people the most famous people there. Like, Philly is different in that the superstars in Philly are the weather people, the news people, like, even the radio people.
Yes.
Like, we were talking about Pierre Robert, you know, the last week. Like, that is a uniquely Philly thing where the local media people are...
I would agree with
are
that.
...are, like, a huge deal or whatever.
I would agree with that.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Didn't realize that until I got here. And, some of the most... famous people in the city, most popular people in the city have always been media people. Obviously, the athletes are, what have you. But then the media personalities, whether it's radio, whether it's television. I came in, obviously, was Jim Garner and your dad and Howard, and Angelo. Those were, to me, the top media personalities. Michael Barkan, like, those were the top media personalities in the city. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, when you talk about...
I got to New York. Nobody cared about the TV anchors, the weather people. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
You know, here it's different.
So many of them, too.
Yeah.
So many people that come from here go other places, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think Howie's done a good job this year as we count down to the trade deadline at 4 o'clock? Coming up next, there is a great player, Philadelphia player, returning tonight. We will talk about that as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.